friends. This is Joe Franks. It's Thursday, December 16th. Get to lead you in another devotional thought. I want to talk about Santa Claus today. I know you think I'm supposed to talk about Jesus. We'll get there. But let's talk about Santa Claus for a second. Santa Claus is somewhat divine. At least that's how most present him to their children. He's adorable. He's worshipped by many around the globe who sing his songs, can't wait to sit in his lap. They pray to him for specific blessings, and they leave him cookies when he comes to visit. According to folklore, he's omnipresent. Simultaneously, he is found in shopping malls and parades across the country. Omnipotent, he produces, packages, and distributes billions of toys and gifts with effortless ease. Omniscient, he sees men when they're sleeping. He knows when they're awake. He knows if they've been bad or good. And he's judicious. He promises gifts to nice individuals while reserving lumps of coal for those deemed naughty. And he's most serious about this, for he makes his list and checks it twice. And he's coming again. Boys and girls, count on it. Santa Claus is coming to town, not by means of a white horse, but with his shiny reindeer. Therefore, by wise folk, Santa is to be reverenced or feared. Prudent individuals had better change their actions and attitudes. They'd better not pout. They'd better not cry. However, while there's no song presenting this final characteristic, most people think Santa Claus is gracious. For most, while understanding their own naughtiness and that of other children, they anticipate Santa coming to town with presents for all. Somehow, they look at Grandpa Santa as one whose bark is more ferocious than his bite. The law and expectations of Santa are presented. So too are the consequences of failing to keep Santa's law. But in the end, all believe Santa will act as a charitable grandfather and forego treating naughty individuals in the manner they desire. Therefore, Santa is judicious, but he is not just. He is not one who upholds righteousness. He really doesn't discourage wickedness when everybody gets a gift in the morning. He does not honor the law, nor does he really endorse good behavior. Ultimately, Grandpa Santa treats naughty and nice alike. And worse than this, he's somewhat fickle and dishonest, for he pretends to love good and hate evil. But in reality, he is indifferent in the way that he rewards all. But there is a way in which Santa could be gracious and just. He would have to find someone to be a willing substitute. Someone nice would have to receive an undeserved lump of coal so that someone naughty might receive undeserved blessings. A nice substitute would have to be condemned so that a naughty sinner might be commended. But that's not what we see. This is not our Santa legend. Tradition has no such story. Redemption is nowhere found in connection with jolly old St. Nicholas. Ultimately, the entire world lauds one who is judicious and gracious, but not just. But our Christmas theology revolves around one who is judicious, gracious, and just. You see, the infinite God promised blessings to those who obeyed his law and curses for those who rebelled. And from heaven, he saw all the thoughts, words, and deeds of Lucifer, Adam, you and me. With righteous indignation, he prepared the eternal condemnation of his enemies. However, before the beginning of the world, he also determined to show undeserved grace. And before the first transgression was committed, the Father covenanted to send his Son to earth. The Son would add human flesh and a human soul. He would live and be slaughtered for the transgressions of many. And why would he do so? The Son would be sent to earth by the Father, that those who were naughty might be declared nice. Then, following this selfless sacrifice, the Son would send his Holy Spirit that all those declared nice might actually practice their niceness. And the result of this marvelous plan of redemption is a holy and a loving God who shows grace, but is immutably just as well. Paul writes of this in his transaction to his Roman friends. In Romans 3, he writes, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and prophets bear witness to it, to the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he has passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time so that he might be just and the gracious justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus." So friends, we are not nice, and we really are not freely pardoned. Let's not look at Christmas and think that God winks at sin. He's not like a grandfather or a Santa who treats our rebellion as cute and trivial offenses. No, he abhors our naughtiness. And for this reason, the truly nice one was sent to expensively purchase our pardon. So we are a people who have received that which we have not earned. And this is only because we are a people redeemed by the blood of the eternal sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the babe in the manger.